If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Yeah. Peaks My Mornings, Moose, Breezy, it's show and tell. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and of course, intern Joe. Yesterday, we agreed that each of us would bring in something from high school to share with the class. Nothing crazy, just something you have accidentally held on to.
I love how every time Moose does something, it's an accident. He's like, I accidentally went to Wegmans. I accidentally held on to things for 45 years. I'm like, it's not an accident. That's a very, very...
Well, listen, I think doing something like this, regardless of how old you are, I think it's healthy. Just picking up an item that's close to your heart and sharing why this item is sentimental. What have you? I don't know. Who cares? It only makes sense, though. I brought this in this morning for show and tell because both of these clowns sitting across from me ganged up on me on Monday for saying that we as a society should normalize stuffed animals or emotional support devices. So this morning, I brought in Mr. Aquarius.
Say hi. Hi, Breezy.
Oh, my God. You're going to end up on a list.
This is
Go in deeper.
This is a stuffed animal that I've had since senior year of high school, and it was in my parents' closet. And I
in your parents' closet or your closet in your parents? Because that makes a huge difference as well.
It makes a big.
It was in my old bedroom in my closet at my parents' house.
Okay.
Thank you for the clarification.
And I accidentally
are role playing with it.
I accidentally came across it, and so
accidentally. Right, of course. Went hunting for it. Drove to Greece to find it.
He did.
So I've always held on to it, and yeah, it's a little brown teddy bear.
Why is it so sentimental?
It's got the tag still on it, and in the chest it says Aquarius. And so this was a gift in high school, and so I've always held on to it.
But why? Go on, go deeper. You know, it's really important if you're really going to reflect. We got to reflect fully.
It was a gift from ex-girlfriend senior year of high school.
Right.
by the way, what did you bring in? Because both of you, I'm looking and you have nothing. You both look like you came in empty handed. So tell me I'm the only one doing this.
You're the only one doing this.
I fear to say this is your intervention.
You guys suck.
We brought you here today to tell you it's time to let go. It's time to just leave the past in the past.
It's not that I'm hung up on my ex-girlfriend from senior high school.
It's your single smirk.
It's not what it is. It's just this is the only... I don't know. Don't you... When you have something for...
She's calling.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
When you have something for so long, don't you, like...
You found it in the bottom of your closet at your parents' house. What do you mean?
Hello, PXY. Who's this?
Hi, this is Bridget Lucchesi. I hear that you're hanging on to your bear, so I thought I would call you.
The childhood psychologist. Right. Read him to filth, Bridget.
Oh, my God. Hi, Bridget. What's up?
Well, let's see. Let me ask you a few questions. So the bear came from the girlfriend, not from when you were a baby.
Yeah, senior year of high school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, so one of the things with bears and blankets and those things from kids is typically transitional, right? From mom to feeling okay on your own. But for you, usually you pick that like at 6 months when you're a baby. So you kept it when you were in your teenage years. So probably all it means is it represents a connection to simpler, more carefree times. So I have to take up for him.
Okay. So I was 18 at the time. Yeah. I mean, I had a driver's license, you know.
Right. He was a legal adult, Bridget.
Not keeping it for comfort and to reduce your anxiety. You're simply keeping it. It's a valuable keepsake from childhood. Represents a
that's a toss up. Truly,
every time.
Right.
I don't think he's still hooked on his girlfriend.
I don't think so either.
In the past.
No, I don't think so. I mean, don't get me wrong. Was she my first for everything? Yes.
Right.
But I don't know. This is for whatever reason. It still has the tags on it. And it's sentimental. I don't know if it's sentimental because it came from her or just because I've had it for so long. Like, what would be the point of throwing this away? What would be the point of
that? There's no point in throwing it
away.
There's
no point.
You can keep it. I'm going to defend him. He can keep it.
I would donate it for a second life.
You know, it probably is. I mean, you think about first loves. They are very special. It doesn't mean we want to go back to them. It just is a good memory, and you want to keep it.
Yeah, so, like, I'll give you an
You're not carrying it to work like Linus, and
he
dragging
brought it, to work
it like a blanket.
Well, hold on. Bridget, here's another thing that I've kept that's sentimental to me. My first job I ever had was at PacSun at the mall at Grace Ridge, and my first paycheck was $45. I went right down to Circuit City, and I bought a red Motorola pager. That pager I've had it since I was 16. It's upstairs in my desk right now. So I've held on to that because it's a good core memory of the first thing I've ever purchased with my very first paycheck.
When does it become a hoarding issue, Bridget? Please enlighten us.
It sounds like you're very sentimental and you like remembering those milestones in your life, which there's nothing wrong with that. But if your house does look like a hoarder, then she has a point.
I'm not saying that it does. He does. His space is tidy, but the things that he keeps are very questionable.
I don't see why, though, why that's questionable.
I also like...
It's not questionable. I'm going to defend him. It's not questionable.
The fact that you've moved around across the country a couple times over, like, I can't believe all of these... Where are you keeping all of these things? You're bringing them?
Well, it's just one of those things where I just feel like... I don't know. There's a lot of guilt if I were to throw something like this away. There's a lot of guilt behind it.
I don't want to go there. Mm. But well, we have Bridget here, so it's, you know, softens the blow a little bit. When did you like lose your virginity? Is this tied to
What does that have to do with
the first for everything? You're like, what's going on here?
No, I lost. I don't know. I can't remember. It was August 10th.
If you're
no, what's who can't? It was August.
He goes, I can't remember. I'm not that sentimental. August 10th at 5:52 p.m.
No, it was 6:45 p.m.
2000. He goes, I still have the underwear.
2002. But yeah, this bear came from that person, but that was before that took place. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I don't know. It's just, you know, it's a nice bear. And you can't buy this anywhere anymore.
She was courting you. She was courting
she
you.
She was.
With a bear. Wow.
I don't know. Hey, Bridget, I don't know what this is right now. I don't know what we're doing, but I do appreciate you calling in.
Well, I'm trying to defend you a little bit.
I appreciate that.
So, yeah.
Your time is up, Bridget. Thank you so much.
All right, have a good weekend, Bridget.
All right, you guys have a good day.
You too.
She helped zero. So it's Joe and I versus you and Bridge.
Guys,
make my life complete, full circle moment. I want the ex-girlfriend to call in. Where is she? Where are you?
I couldn't tell you. Listen,
Greece.
Listen. Here's what this comes down to. And all of our friends listening right now, do not be ashamed of having an emotional support blanket, a stuffed animal. I don't care what it is. Sometimes we need that for anxiety in our life. Don't feel bad about that. I know adults that bring their blankets into work.
You found it in the closet of your parents' house like 3 days ago. What? He's like, I hold on to it. It's like it has dust bunnies on it.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drop deep to left.
Ohtani connects to it.
Strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.